I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Doug Wilson accusing Christians of envy, and we're also going to be talking about how he gets loving your enemy wrong. So envy is a sin, by the way, so it's pretty severe to categorically accuse Christians of a sin. In fact, it's dangerous territory, I would argue, because what is Satan called? He's called the accuser. Then there's the term slandering the brethren. So not good to be accusing Christians of sin. And that, I think, is what Doug Wilson is doing here. So we're going to talk about that. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. This would have made a great live stream topic, but we didn't do a live stream this week. So instead, you get this in a short video. But you do want to catch those live streams. We have a Patreon-like system you can support us at. But we also have this channel. So the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, or to the podcast if you are new. So with that said, I want to start off by playing a portion of Doug Wilson's latest documentary trailer, which is called American Milk and Honey. We actually have done a live stream on his debate with Andrew Isker, which I think that Doug Wilson thoroughly lost that debate. Like, I don't think it's particularly close. I believe he definitely lost that debate with Andrew Isker, and it shows that, you know, this is Doug Wilson, so he's not going to exactly going to turn around and change course. But this is a more dangerous course that he's taking, and that's accusing Christians of a sin. So this is the trailer for American Milk and Honey, or at least the introduction to it.
Jealousy is going to provoke the Jews to jealousy. What anti-Semitism does is envy the Jews. So anti-Semitism of the ostensibly Christian form is Christians envying Jews. And Paul's strategy for the blessing of the world is Jews envying Christians. Gentile Christians need to be secure in their faith, be happy for whatever the Jews accomplish, but we need to be seeking to live under the blessing of God so that the Jews will see this blessing and wonder why are these goyim enjoying all the blessings of Deuteronomy? Well, Paul says that when they see that, they're going to be provoked to envy. And Paul knew his kinsmen. Paul knew that his kinsmen, the Jews, they were a people on whom that strategy would work. He knew his people. And the illustration.
So that's the clip that I wanted to show you. There is more context to this, and we'll dive into that in the tweets. I do have some pretty fundamental disagreements with the premises of Doug Wilson's argument. He's arguing from Romans 9 through 11. I can't say for certainty what Paul's talking about in Romans. Actually, Romans 9 is about election. But as far as like Romans 11 goes, I can't say for certainty what exactly he is talking about. But I know that Paul is not talking about Ashkenazi Jews because they're not exactly descendants of Abraham. And this has been, you know, they've done a lot of studies on that kind of stuff. They've done a lot of historicity on this kind of stuff probably more than any other people group, because the question's been debated for so long. So that's definitely not what Paul's talking about, is Gentiles who converted to Talmudic Judaism after 70 AD. That is definitely not what Paul is talking about in Romans 11. So, who is he talking about? That's a good question. That is a pretty good debate to have. But let's divert from that rabbit hole and kind of get to the root of what Doug Wilson is doing, and that is he is accusing Christians of sin. He's accusing them of envy. So when the Reconquista was on in Spain, these believers were envious to initiate their golden age in 1492. Let the historian, history buff in the comments understand. Or so, with that said, a lot of instances that we could talk about. But I do want to get into Doug Wilson becoming a meme in the course of this story. So he says, and this is from March 6th, "I've noticed whenever I say something judicious and balanced and sensible about Jews and anti-Semitism, the next thing that happens is a troll swarm. If I write something outrageous like the Jews are evil and accomplished and destructive, Jews are accomplished and constructive, the next thing that happens is a gusher of non-Euclidean observations." That's a new word for me, Doug. I can't even read that in your mannerisms like I am so fond of doing. Most of them have to do with what a chump I am, which is quite true, but not for the reasons alleged. In the middle of the swarm, some sincere fellows will come on and ask why I impugn the motives of those who are simply noticing patterns. What evidence do I have for saying that the attitudes of the self-identified anti-Semites are rancid? To which I would invite everyone to scroll up from this gentleman's comment and then down from his comment. You won't be able to go very far without encountering exactly what I am talking about. They can't help themselves. You know, if you insist on that I connect dots for you, some Chad inviting some unsavory Jew to go effing on the blim blam." And that last part became a meme. And if you don't know what Doug Wilson is saying, you are not alone. Nobody does. And if you do, please leave in the comment section below what Doug Wilson means when he says, "go effing on the blim blam." What does that mean? What is this gibberish? Is this a Rick and Morty joke? If so, I am unfamiliar. I've only seen the first three seasons, and that was over 5 years ago. So, Doug Wilson translators in the comment section, please show up to help the internet with this pressing mystery. Because this became a meme, and not even a great meme, but just a very confusing meme for all involved. Doug Wilson made a comment afterwards about how much, you know, he was happy to have brought, you know, some joy to the internet. But at the end of the day, this brought more confusion than joy. So this is where he gets into loving your enemies. And it's this thread that he gave earlier today, which is Thursday. "Okay, gospel time. This is a message for those who have allowed the chaos of our times to drive them into hating and being hated." It makes a reference to Titus 3:1-3. "It is not slander to say that such a thing as anti-Semitism exists. I have not targeted or named anybody specifically, but what are we to conclude when I say that such a thing exists? And numerous people then show up to say, 'How dare you attack me and my friends like this?' So just assume as a thought experiment that everything you are saying is true and that the Jews are, as such, are collectively your enemies. Well, Jesus said to love your enemies. Why are you refusing to do that? You cannot fault the Jews for their failure to follow Christ when you are refusing to follow Christ also. At least they are not pretending to follow Christ. So I want to pause right there because I got to say pause. First of all, this guy's getting loving your enemies wrong. Let me pull up Matthew 5, 43 through 45. You have heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends the rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. So you might have heard the phrase, God causes the rain falls on the just and the unjust. So that is where that's from. And this is how we love our enemies. We do good. And, you know, when God causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good and the rain to fall on the righteous and the unrighteous, God is doing something so broadly good that it affects evil people and good people. So that is a good way to think about loving your enemies, which, you know, I think is pretty relevant to the Christian nationalism debate because, you know, you're trying to enact good policy that will fall on the good and the evil, the righteous and the unrighteous. But Doug Wilson is trying to make this, I would say he's twisting this against natural affections. And that, I believe, is where you're going into dangerous territory because he is accusing his own brethren of a sin here because they aren't loving their enemies the way that he wants them to, or that in the way that they want to be loved. So this, I believe, is dangerous territory, and it should not be a perversion of natural affections and loving your neighbor as yourself. So we can't be pitting scripture against scripture, which is ultimately what I believe that Doug Wilson is doing here. And then when he goes on to say, you cannot fault the Jews for their failure to follow Christ when you are refusing to follow Christ. Also, he's basically saying that these people aren't saved, which logically you could apply that to Martin Luther. I mean, Doug Wilson here could categorically be accused of saying that Martin Luther wasn't saved based on some of the choice words that he had. Now, I don't believe that for a second. I believe that Martin Luther was saved, and he was a pretty flawed dude, so that's good news for all of us, right? But by Doug Wilson's logic, he's not saved because, you know, he didn't love his enemies the way that Doug Wilson wanted them to. Doug Wilson continues, soft evangelicals think loving your enemies means not having any. But when they finally wake up to the fact that they do have enemies, some commie Jews included, they too easily assume that the only way to fight is with carnal attitudes that smell like sulfur. The call of Christian discipleship means coming to the cross and resurrection of Jesus by faith alone, and then subsequently entails loving Christ, loving your wife, loving your neighbor, loving your people, and loving your enemies in that order. And again, this is the way if you want. So again, he is trying to bring back the whole Ordo Amoris, the order of love, but I think he's already perverted that. And I would also say Christians loving one another was an in-house type of love, which I think should be included in loving in the order of loves. This is the way. If you want to show Jews, want Jews to do it, then show them how you do it. On that foundation, with Christ as the cornerstone, it is safe to learn how the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. But if you start at the wrong end, you will remain trapped in a place that will become the outer darkness, Bible verses and all. And again, where is this exactly coming from? Because if anything, we see a problem in evangelicalism of professing Christians worshiping Jews. And this is definitely very much easy to find in the John Hagee camp. Anyone who's, you know, professing Christ and supporting Nikki Haley probably has this issue if they aren't a flaming, theological liberal in other areas. Mike Pence's of the world. A lot of people they have a problem worshiping modern Israel and modern Jews. They've embraced Zionism, which I would consider incompatible with Christianity, just on the basis of Matthew 28 alone. But that is a topic for another day, because right now we're just focusing on Doug Wilson. And I just got to say, where is the envy? He has to prove envy, but I don't think he's able to do it. Because as Andrew Isker famously said, what if it's not envy? What if it's not envy? So that's where I'm going to leave you for now. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. Like I said, if you know what effing on a blim blam is, please let me know. Please let the internet know. And we will catch you on the next one.